Scotland's progressive leader Humza Yousaf kicks out Green coalition partners but says no to early elections. By Oliver J.J. Lane on April 25, 2024. Left-wing censorship fanatic Humza Yousaf pushed his Green Party coalition partners before they had chance to jump Thursday, tearing up the Butte House agreement and leaving his party without a governing majority in a shock move. The only Green Party government in the history of the United Kingdom collapsed as Scottish First Minister Humza Yousaf, who has yet to face an election by the people, having been appointed to the role after the previous incumbent quit under a cloud of scandal, appeared to be moving fast to prevent a damaging news cycle of his junior coalition partners walking out on him, by knifing them in the back. The Green Party has held up the Scottish National Party-led government since 2021, giving them enough votes to command the Scottish Parliament and make law. Yet the massive green politics targets, which include cutting the country's greenhouse gas emissions by 75% by 2030, were dropped last week, causing outrage among its supporters. The Green Party was due to have a conference of members and vote on whether to walk away from the government, leaving it vulnerable to collapse, but FM Yousaf seems content to steal the march on them by pushing the Greens before they could jump. He sacked Green co-leaders Patrick Harvey and Lorna Slater from their bizarrely titled roles: Minister for Zero Carbon Buildings, Active Travel and Tenants' Rights, and Minister for Green Skills, Circular Economy and Biodiversity respectively, before holding an emergency cabinet meeting early Thursday. This leaves the SNP as a minority government and consequently vulnerable to a vote of no confidence, and relying on rivals for lent support to pass laws in the Scottish Parliament. The Greens lashed out at Humza, saying the move proved he was untrustworthy. Lorna Slater said this morning, "This is an act of political cowardice by the SNP, who are selling out future generations to appease the most reactionary forces in the country. By ending the agreement in such a weak and thoroughly hopeless way, Humza Yousaf has signaled that when it comes to political cooperation, he can no longer be trusted." Now the top question in Edinburgh is what happens next. Humza Yousaf may be in a position now where he couldn't survive a vote of no confidence if it were called quickly by smaller opposition parties, and so soon after repeated controversies over SNP policies and probity in government could lead to an unpredictable election. As reported by Breitbart, the now world-infamous Scottish hate speech law, a pet project of Yousaf himself, is now law and causing chaos for Police Scotland. Many of the complaints made under the law have been about Yousaf himself, relating to an infamous speech in which he decried at length the fact there are so many white people in the government of overwhelmingly white majority Scotland. As things stand, the SNP, a pro-independence National Socialist Party that wants to break Scotland off from the rest of the UK and join the European Union, has 63 seats in the Scottish Parliament, just short of having a majority. The Greens, with 8 seats, were becoming resented within the government for being the tail that wags the dog, given their heavy influence compared to party size. Among the upsets to the left-wing Greens in recent weeks, other than the Scottish government dropping its radical environmental targets, has been the banning of children being given puberty blockers in the UK. STV reported Green members were furious after the publication of the CAS report and called the paper deeply flawed. They said it is biased and widely described by many of those who took part as being conducted by regularly ignoring witnesses and disregarding internationally accepted, peer-reviewed evidence. Yousaf rejected the idea of an early election in comments on Thursday morning. The next planned election for the country is not until 2026.